This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, here in the middle of the week, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, it's all about the weather again. The benign weather for the crops getting a great start in 2025. Plus, there's added bearish information from Brazil. They're predicting a large crop. First and second crop could be 150 million metric tons. Previous estimate was 130. So that's all put pressure on the grains. There's no threatening weather in sight, and the market's approaching pollination in the corn, and the least pass of resistance is down. We do have a report next Monday, quarterly stocks and acres, looking for corn acreage around 95.4, last year 91.5, bean acres 33.5, last year 86.5, or 86.1. So up a little in the corn and down a little bit in the beans for the acres. It's been the prediction all season. So we'll see that report comes out next Monday at 11. We've got exports tomorrow morning, looking for corn, 650 million metric tons to 1.4, 650,000 to 1.4 million metric tons. Corn exports usually pretty good on Thursdays. We'll see how they come out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at farmersedgelabs.com. That's farmersedgelabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn down 6 even at 410 and a quarter. July soybeans down 21 and a half at 1025 and a quarter. July soybean meal down 450 at 276 even. Soybean oil down 35 cents at 51.82. On the Merck, August live cattle down 57 cents at 208.97. August feeders up a nickel at 302.30. July lean hogs up 60 cents at 112.82. Pork cutout went unchanged at 121.55. And July Class 3 milk up a penny at 16.97. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. And that's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.